Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems, like the future of our planet, and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we're going to talk about something personal, our bathroom habits. Toilet paper is flying off the shelves in this pandemic, so some people are turning to bidets for their bathroom needs. This made us wonder, which option is less wasteful? We had Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team look into this. Welcome, Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
So my guess is it's a toss-up between using a lot of trees to make toilet paper and using a lot of water to run a bidet.
Actually, Megan, it's not that simple. The process for making toilet paper involves a lot of trees and a fair amount of water.
In what way?
Well, before trees can become that fluffy paper that's wrapped into those neat little rolls, they have to be pressure cooked, treated with chemicals, and then turned into a soggy pulp.
So how much water does go into making one roll of toilet paper?
I couldn't find any studies on this, but according to a tool made by the Environmental Paper Network, approximately 6 gallons of water are used to make just one roll.
Wow. What about toilet paper that comes from recycled paper or newspapers? Is it any better?
Yes, absolutely. A roll made from 100% recycled materials uses half as much water.
So what about bidets? How do they work?
If you haven't used a bidet before, it looks pretty much like a toilet bowl with a tap on one side that gives you a rinse after you go. Bidets, or some version of them, are already used a lot in Europe, Latin America, and in some parts of Asia. Actually, our Possibly reporter Isha Chawla is an expert on this topic.
Okay, hi, my name is Isha.
She's at home in India right now, where jet sprays and bidets are common. I called her up for an explanation of how these contraptions work.
So a jet spray is quite like the kitchen sprays that some kitchens in the US have, in that if you were to install it in your bathroom, it takes up much less space than having a bidet. And it's also less expensive.
She says that spraying yourself with water is easy and probably more hygienic.
It's like if you ate food on a plate, like you wouldn't just wipe the plate with tissue, you would probably wash the plate.
But these methods have to use a lot of water. How do they compare to the up to 6 gallons that are used to make a roll of toilet paper?
To find out, Isha timed out how long the spray runs when she uses it normally, and then separately sprayed water for the same amount of time into a small container. She says that it came out to about a sixth of a gallon of water.
Do the math for me. Is that more or less water than a trip to the bathroom using toilet paper?
Again, it depends on a few factors, including how many sheets and the ply you use. But based on our calculations, it takes at least the same amount of water or more to make the toilet paper you use for each trip.
So bidets use about the same amount of water and they don't waste trees? Why doesn't everyone use them instead?
That's what Isha and her friends think. When she moved to the U.S. for college, she got a special farewell present.
One of my close friends got me and another close friend a portable jet spray, which is hilarious. But she was just like, this is the one thing that I know you'll probably miss most.
Does that mean I should run to my computer and order a bidet?
Well, from an environmental and hygienic perspective, a bidet is the better choice. And if you're low on toilet paper anyway, it might be worth it.
Great. Thanks, Fatima. And thanks to Isha Chawla, who also helped with today's episode. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.